Now, the new crop of third level students will be hoping to begin the next step on their education journey in the next few weeks. But of course, for many of them, the joy and the excitement of getting the points that they need and securing a place in college will be marred by an accommodation nightmare. Where will they live? New and existing accommodation is already oversubscribed, and students' unions have been appealing to homeowners with an empty bedroom to rent to students. Ukrainian refugees who were housed in student accommodation have now begun to vacate campuses ahead of the academic year, and of course they too are in need of some place to live. Linda Doyle is the provost of Trinity College Dublin. She's here in studio. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming in to us. What's the situation for the new and existing students in Trinity?
So it is a real crisis. I think there's huge anxiety among students, and there's no end of people telling us really, really difficult stories about how hard it is to find accommodation. In Trinity, we have about 1,600 rooms ourselves. They're fully booked with long waiting lists. And then we've access to about another 489 through a third party. Same story, fully booked with long waiting lists. So it's very, very difficult for students to find accommodation at the moment.
Could you build more accommodation? Have you more accommodation under construction?
So we do, actually. So we're due to have another 250 rooms in the next few months available in what's known as Printing House Square in Trinity. So that's good. But it is a drop in the ocean in the context of the crisis that we're facing. And for me, when I look at it, you know, we need to solve the housing crisis in Ireland to solve the student accommodation crisis. And we need to do that really seriously. And we need to get... you know, do it at speed.
You warned earlier in the summer when you were speaking in Donegal about the impact of the accommodation crisis on a student's access to third level, because of course students who can't afford to, in the case of Trinity, to live in Dublin can't access Trinity. And even if they are travelling long distances, are they getting the full benefit of a third level education?
This is just so important. So we're a country that pride ourselves in education. And what we're actually doing is robbing our young people of that education. If you are commuting long distances, or if you're living in really expensive accommodation and have to work all the extra hours that exist, you can't focus on your study. But not alone that, you can't get the wider benefits of college, mixing with your peers, joining clubs and societies, and developing all of those kind of life skills that people deem so important. So we are really, really robbing this generation of a proper college experience in a country, as I said, that prides itself so much on its education.
What do you think is going to be the impact of this?
Well, I think the impact of this is we see it already. We see, for example, when it comes to students coming to Ireland from other countries, deciding maybe not to go to Ireland, that it's not for them, because while the education might be great, if you can't find a place to live, you can't avail of it. I think we see it in the anxiety in our students. We see it in a hugely diminished college experience for them. So in so many different ways. And of course, their families, there's families out there who are also really stressing about the opportunity for their children and, you know, what's ahead of them.
Students are resourceful, but if you can't find a bed, a place to lay your head, you can't get to college, can you?
No, you can't. And I mean, we're doing everything that we can do. We had an alumni weekend this weekend where we had lots of people back in Trinity. And at one of the talks I gave, I brought up this. And you can see that right across the sector that we're, I suppose, shaking the bushes, encouraging people to take students if we can. That's not a long term solution. I think in the long term, what we need is significant investment in all accommodation, but specifically also in student accommodation. One of my colleagues, I often quote him, Ronan Lyons, you probably listeners will be familiar with him because he speaks about accommodation so
from
much.
Daft, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And he talks about, you know, Ireland does need to invest substantially up to 50,000 houses a year of all kinds, from student accommodation to assisted living and everything in between. So that's really, really important, I think.
Linda Doyle, Provost of Trinity College, thank you for your time this afternoon.